listener production.
It's Friday. Happy Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
I like to call him Mr. Happy.
Happy, happy, joy,
happy
days, though. We dance, we kiss, we schmooze, we carry on, we go home happy. What do you say?
It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Well, Alex Dyson, it is a Friday, and we are very excited because we've got these special people joining us.
That's right. Royal Otis will be in the studio having a little yarn to us. Their names are Royal and Otis, and so makes it easy. They're going to be popping past and chatting all things Britain, all things time zones, all things pubs, and all things their debut album, Prats and Pain, which I've been loving this week.
Yeah, and Daiso, I'll let you know about a bit of a conundrum I've found myself in when it comes to the world of parenting. We'll dive into that a little bit, and then we've also got a mailbag which gets pretty derailed, let me tell you.
More like derailed bag.
It ends up where we didn't think it would. Very much so. So stick with us for that. Let's dive right in. Hey, Matt and Alex, All Day Breakfast. Hope you're having a good one.
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go, here we go, here we go.
Alex Dyson, no, have you ever...
I'm not going to have kids.
Do you know what? I was not going to ask that. I was actually going to bring up something else, but now you've reminded me that I do have a kid story.
Okay, should we talk about that?
Yeah, let's do it, because I was going to talk about something completely different, but let's do it. Because I just had one of those dad moments recently. Okay?
One of them
because,
dad moments.
Well, Sophia started school. And, you know, the best thing about kids when they're Sophia's age, you know, 4.5, 5, is that when you ask them a question, they will just tell you the truth. Like they're pretty good at kind of just, they don't understand the implications of any questions, so they'll just tell you. And so they
My friend's 2-year-old started lying at about 2.
Oh, look, I mean, yeah, it's a bit complicated, but this is the sort of question I'm talking about.
So have you had your gummy tonight? He's like, no. And the mum's like, yeah, he did. I'm in the room. I was there.
There's that stuff. But I'm talking about when you try to get the tea. When you're trying to get the tea about the people around them.
Oh.
And so, you know, Sophia started school. And the first day of school, it was like, you know, how'd you go? How was it? You know, who did you sit next to? All that sort of stuff. And then I was like, I can't remember if it was me or Belinda. It was like, did anyone get in trouble? Right? This is how you start sussing out, you know, first day of school, who are the naughty kids, right? And so Sophia's like, oh yeah, one boy got in trouble. And I was like, oh, okay, what happened? And she's like, well, our teacher told us to all get our hats, because they got given hats on the first day, and we needed to sit on them so that we weren't playing with them while she was sort of explaining what would happen at lunchtime. And so as they all sat on their hats, one of the little boys, let's call him Darius.
That's a weird pseudonym to have.
Darius pulls out the old, miss, why are we sitting on our hats? Are we going to poo on them? Right?
Now. Wow. I mean, already that should have brought the house down.
I know. Already I'm like, I like this kid.
Yeah.
That is.
Isn't it something? I hope you went and made friends with this kid.
I was like, that is absolute gold. All right. This kid has got a cracking wit. Very good stuff there, Darius. Are we going to poo on them? Love it. Because I got to tell you, that wouldn't be far from what I would say as a 38-year-old man.
Who does comedy? You're thinking, how do I incorporate that to the show?
So anyways, it was all fun and games, you know, hearing about Darius every day, you know.
So wait,
it was,
when Sophia told you that, did you have to like stifle a laugh? Did you have
to
say?
Yeah, of course. We had to be like, oh, yes. Well, of course he got in trouble for that. In my head, I'm like, genius. I'm going to steal it. So I've been getting updates about, you know, naughty Darius. Just seeing like, oh, so has Darius been getting in
trouble?
What
are the teachers doing for getting the kid in trouble? I mean, because obviously,
I don't know.
Just this kid is hilarious. Let's, you know,
well,
let's cultivate this comedic. Body.
Yeah, exactly. That's quite funny, isn't it? That's what you think. No, they get in trouble for that sort of stuff, Daiso.
Oh, man.
You know, being disruptive, encouraging others to be rude, etc.
Right.
So anyways, I've been enjoying hearing about Darius and his little sort of misadventures and the, you know, scallywagarian nature of him.
Mm-hmm. So there's been more. You ask Sophie about how Darius going.
Yeah. And then
you take your notepad out. How's Darius going? What else has he said?
But then you know what happened the other day? She comes home and she's like, guess what? Darius said he really likes my hair. And straight away I was like, oh, great. This is terrible. Of course she has to go and bloody be friends with the bad boy on the block.
Yeah, damn.
Straight away. I can just,
so you
just
haven't met Darius yet?
No, flash forward to, you know, when she's 15. Well, yeah. Hi, Darius.
Yeah.
All right, Darius. So that was a very, very big realization. I was like, okay, this...
something you got to get used to.
We can't encourage Darius, okay?
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't want in the future, you know, a wedding to Darius. Imagine the speech you'd have to do as the father of the bride at the wedding.
I was worried about his speech. He'd be like...
No, his speech would be great. That's the problem. Yours will look terrible in comparison. The rate this kid's evolving.
He'll be up there bloody going, so anyways, let's raise a glass and poop on our hats.
No. Well, the person says, you know, will you take this woman? And he goes, I do. Well, Matt O'Kine, my ear compost has been very, very well serviced by the earworms of the two gentlemen we have in the room with us right now. So I'm very excited that we've got a brand new selection to chuck in the mulch off their debut album, Prats and Pain. We've got Royal and Otis from Royal Otis. G'day, guys.
How you doing? G'day.
Well, we're doing good, but we're probably not as good as you, having recently covered the Sophie Ellis-Bextor song Murder on the Dance Floor and just going gangbusters from that in 2024. Has Sophie made a comment on it?
She thinks we posted it, I think, on Twitter.
She's like a clapping emoji, clapping hands. Emoji,
one of those silent reaction videos.
Yeah.
Hey, that's better than nothing. A couple of emojis.
To be honest, that's heaven for me.
It was so last minute, the choice.
Why? Why was it last minute? Did you have another song, or you were umming and ahhing about another, like something else?
We kind of suggested doing Murder on the Dance Floor, like in July of the year before.
Yeah, Maddie.
Maddie suggested it. Our manager. And I was like, yeah, God, yeah. But then it just like didn't eventuate or whatever. And then someone was like, you should do it now. Like perfect timing with Saltburn and everything.
Oh, so you guys had considered it before the Saltburn hype?
Yeah, yeah.
It was in the conversation. Yeah.
That's really good.
Tell us about some of the emotional influences you had, because I feel like, you know, looking at the lyrics to a lot of the songs, and in particular, Heading for the Door is one of my favorite songs at the moment, and certainly from the album, there seems to be a lot about someone, or the album seems to be a lot about someone or a relationship or things going right or wrong in a relationship. Is that the kind of headspace you were in when this album was being written?
Kinda.
Like, somewhat, yeah.
I think a lot of it is from like past experiences, like way back.
That's the beautiful thing about a debut album as well. You can take, you know, decades together and compress it into piece of art. Yeah. You're now in the position where you've got to take the last couple of years and then, you know, what put it together, next? Which is always tricky.
Yeah.
But you mentioned those time zone issues, which many people face. What tactics have you come up with when talking to people around different countries? Have you got great times to do things? Do you stay up late? Do you set alarms? What sort of things do you do to make sure, you know, family and friends are kept in touch with?
Wake up early and go to bed late. Don't sleep.
The no sleeping one is always good. Yep.
Who needs to keep who in check in this duo?
Swings, man.
Does it?
We're usually on the same page.
Yeah.
I think it's like outsiders who are like, you know, or our tour manager or whatever.
Can you guess in our duo who is which person?
Alex, man, I reckon you got like a side of you that is psycho.
Those eyes you're giving.
I recently got told I was a situational extrovert, which I guess could be done that way.
Well, I guess, yeah. With your job, you kind of have to be.
Plus, also, Matt's got a kid as well. So if he was in front, I am the tortoise. who overtake him in this very nice. Of advice.
Yeah. So Pratt's in pain. I read that's about a that's actually about a pub or a play on word about a pub.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
And why this pub?
It was right around the corner from where we recorded the album.
Yeah.
In Streatham.
Literally a 1.4 minute walk.
Yeah.
I timed it.
Okay, so 1:40 and what like were you sort of going, okay, we can squeeze one more in and it'll take us 1:40 to get back to the thing before exactly. The session.
Dead on.
Exactly.
Yeah. I would find I'm the latest to things when I live quite close.
Yeah, yeah, because you live to the last minute.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I got plenty of time. You sit there hanging out and then you're like, oh, crap,
yeah,
I forgot I need to do this, this, and this.
Yeah,
and then
those extras.
Even working out how long someone takes to go do a wee, right, it's usually about 3 minutes from when they leave the room to when they get back. So yeah. You got like a, 20-second gap to quickly do a shot and run back.
Like you just the toilet, you know? That's it.
How much of this album do you reckon you wrote in that pub?
A lot.
80% at least.
A lot of the lyrics in the pub.
And when you're writing those lyrics, do you share the stories with each other or do you just kind of sort of scribble on a page with a pen?
Depends on the song. Like there were some songs where we'd be like, let's write about this thing in particular. And then we'd start throwing lyrics at each other. Normally, like there'll be like a base of what the lyrics will be about. And then we'll just both throw ideas.
Mm. Give me an example.
Adored.
Yeah, adored.
So
yeah.
What's adored? So you know, what was the subject? What was the subject?
What's the like age bracket of listeners on this?
We can bleep out anything or cut it if it's too much.
Well, it's just about like looking after yourself.
Mm. Oh, okay.
A little bit of TLC.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, like, why don't we just write a song about that? Let's make it fun.
that's absolutely fine. And I'm sure even if people are under 18, like the great thing is, you know, if a movie was about actually what happened in high school, it would be R-rated. You wouldn't be able to watch
exactly.
It.
Exactly. Mm.
Mind you, I have to say, I saw the video clip for Adored. It was done by a Canadian artist, an AI sort of expert.
Yeah.
They used AI, and it is kind of freaky at times, if we're talking about self-loving.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he kind of asked for a couple of, like, trigger words, I think, is the best way to
input
say.
Into the AI. Yeah,
but, not making it too obvious. But
yeah. Yeah, well, exactly. Like, what do you tell the AI artist when it comes to?
I remember I said, like, what are the things you see on rocks?
Yeah, those
the
like kanji things.
Like I was like, can we put a kanji?
You step on them, they squirt like water.
Oh, I've seen them now. I'm watching the video as we talk and they're coming out. Yeah, the blue spongy awesome. Thing.
Well, whatever you're doing, gentlemen, it is working. Royal Otis's latest album, well, debut album is out right now. Pratt's and Pain. Keep an eye out. It named after the pub in the UK where they wrote the rest of it. Are you going to go to the same pub and write songs next time?
Closed down, man.
It's closed down.
All no.
Right. I'll pitch you some other pubs you could go to. Yeah.
That would be great.
Because it's some good names for an album. What about The Bucket of Blood?
Oh, God.
Shit.
The Camel and Artichoke.
I like that.
That one's.
I like that.
All right. What else is in there?
The Camachoke.
The Old 13th Cheshire Astley Volunteer Rifleman Corpse Inn.
That's the one.
That's got legs.
All right. We've already got the title album number 2 of Royal Otis. But, gentlemen, love your music. Thanks again for coming into Old Day Breakfast.
Thank you so much.
And we'll catch you very soon.
Yeah, thanks, boys.
Smell toast. Well, all good things must come to an end, but we do like putting a cherry on top on the end of the week by doing a bit of a Matt and Alex mailbag.
Yeah, that's right. We always love hearing from you at matt.and.alex, but we can't always get through and read your text or message out aloud. So here's an opportunity for us to catch up on a few of the ones that we missed out on.
That's right. In response to our topic about school lunches and what's banned there, ham and cheese getting banned in Perth as a sometimes food, Megan says, I took fairy bread to school as my sandwiches for many years, right into year 12.
Wow.
Now, that was something we thought was confined to the birthday platter. But a 100,000 sandwich, you're enclosing the sparkle.
That's not...
And so then you're not getting the festivities. You're just eating the crunch.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, you're not. That's, I would say a 100,000 sandwich is not fairy bread. That is.
Yeah.
too much.
It's like if you had a muffin, but you cut the top off of the muffin and put two muffin stumps next to each other and bit into that. It's like the good bits suddenly disappeared.
Maybe I should start packing deconstructed fairy bread sandwiches for Sophia. Just two pieces of plain white bread, a cube of butter, and a shot cup full of hundreds and thousands.
Yeah.
So you're like, you lick the butter, you shot the hundreds and thousands, and then you munch the bread at the end.
Actually, Matt, you have just unlocked our next thing. Because we did do, I mean, you know, we're not knocking fairy bread here, Megan, because we did do the fairy schnitz, the fairy bread schnitzel as a festive schnitz for you. What about the fairy shot?
Well, that's it. I mean, we talk about...
We don't walk the walk.
We need fairy bread for all occasions. This is the problem. And so the schnit, we get the schnit for your dinner.
Yeah.
But then what happens in the nightclub afterwards when you're like, you know, you're with the fam, you know, you're with your crew and you're all like dancing to Craig David or whatever. And then one of you is like, yo, I feel like some fairy bread, bro. And then you're like, yeah, let's do it.
Fairy shot. Well,
and then
maybe.
You all stand all right. at the
You know, we need a place to test this. And every now and again, you hear in real time our ideas come to life. I promise you right now, if you buy a ticket and come to our 1,000th show at Comedy Republic on the 20th of March, I'm going to chuck a fairy shot on the menu. And I'm going to talk to Luke, our, you know, incredible barman. Mm-hmm. How do we get a shot with the fairy bread? Would you shot a whole thing of sprinkles, or would sprinkles sort of sit on the surface of some sort of delicious fairy flossy kind of shot?
Here's what I would do. Okay, so you'd get breadcrumbs. You'd get breadcrumbs as your salt, right?
Bread. So no, you get I think bread- you do the fairy bread around the rim, the sprinkles around the rim.
I would put breadcrumbs on your hand there. You'd hold the cup of hundreds and thousands, and then you would suck the butter at the end. So you go like, lick the breadcrumbs, shot the fairy, the hundreds and thousands, and then suck on a cube of butter.
I would go, I reckon you cut the corners off the bread, so off a square piece of bread so that the crust is like the rind of a lemon, and then you bite the white bread at the end.
Oh, okay,
that's
interesting.
Then you shot a smear of butter off your hand, and then the fairy floss, fairy hundreds of thousands are around the rim of a shot glass.
Okay, look, you know,
well,
if you've got any other... If you've got any other ideas, let us know at matt.n.alex. But hey, we've still got other mailbags
to do. That's our first topic covered in mailbag. Mailbag always, you know, brings the goods.
Okay, Ryan got in touch with us, and this was with regards to our Ask Alex. Ryan said, water then toothpaste, or water or toothpaste then water. Very divisive topic in our office. I can tell you now, it's water then toothpaste in the Okine household for moi.
Mate, Ryan, don't listen to that man. You put the toothpaste on it, and then you put the water on top of the toothpaste.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to tell you right now. Thanks to an article from The Independent, it says, dentist warns of common mistake people make when brushing teeth. It's saying putting water on the toothpaste actually dilutes it.
Dilutes the toothpaste.
Yeah. If it's wet, it makes it foam up faster and makes you spit it out sooner.
Right. Okay. So it doesn't dilute it as much as it quickens the effect of the foaming.
Mm-hmm.
So you brush for less time. I don't mind having a bit of foam though. I brush through the foam.
Nah, I'm FOMO, okay? Fear of missing out on brushing my teeth properly.
Mo problems.
So I'm going to do it water then toothpaste.
You got mo foam, you got FOMO, you mofo. Now, let's cross to a voice message now. You can always send your gorgeous, gorgeous voices through as I'm a correspondent as well. This one is from Monica.
Morning all. I'm a graphic designer in the signage industry, so after the Mr. Snippy conversation this morning, my mind couldn't help but to start visualising what that branding and van signage could look like. However, I made a connection which I thought I'd bring to your attention, as it could potentially be added to a list of services, which is a vasectomy. So, I mean, I don't have a penis, but think about it. I'm thinking about it. You go get a haircut, you get a little snippy snippy down there as well, and an ice cream, and off you're good to go. So, yeah, just thought I'd leave that with you.
Monica, the triple service.
Apparently, a lot of people got in touch with that similar sort of thing. I would suggest as well, you could throw circumcisions in the mix as well.
Are they still doing those?
Just a little bit of a, you know, snip up the top if that's what you want.
Well, if that's what you want, sure. It's tough to ask a baby.
Well, you know, hey. Hey, you know, it's not just babies, okay? Some adults need them too.
Happened to a friend of a friend of mine who, unfortunately, it's right at the end of the week at a show. I can't launch into a story at the very end of a week. Do we have to save this for Monday?
Yeah.
I'm looking at the clock. We're running out of time.
Save it for Monday. Save it for Monday. I want to hear all about it. It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. Hope you have a good one. We are off for the weekend, but we will be back on Monday, and I promise you'll hear all about Alex's story. I don't know what it's about. All I said was circumcision, and Alex took the ball and ran with it. So
yeah.
Find out that story on Monday.
Yeah, it's a bit of foreboding for Monday, or foreskinning. Who knows?
All right, I'm very. There's only so many ways you can skin a four, as the saying goes.
Four indeed. What Heath yells when he's at the driving range with his new clubs. Amazing. You just get to the end of a week, you think, what are we going to fill another week of content? We're here, we're just trying to pack it all in the final thing. We're going to finish it up now. Luckily for you, there is another big week of All Day Breakfast. So thank you so much for getting in touch with us, and we'll catch you on Monday.
Bye.
That's it. The All Day Breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs at matt.and.alex.